that little Arliss. From the time he'd grown up big enough to get out of the cabin, he'd made a practice of trying to catch and keep every little thing that ran, flew, jumped, or crawled. Every night before Mama let him go to bed, she'd make Arliss empty his pockets of whatever he'd captured during the day. Once he turned out of his pocket a baby copperhead. We never understood why that snake hadn't bitten him, but Mama took no more chances on snakes. She switched Arliss hard for catching that snake. Then, after the yellow dog came, little Arliss started catching bigger game, like rabbits and a baby possum that sulked and lay like dead for the first several hours until he finally decided that Arliss wasn't going to hurt him. Of course, it was Old Yeller that was doing the catching. He'd run the game down and turn it over to little Arliss. Little Arliss could come in then and tell Mama about how he caught it himself. But when I tried to tell Mama what really happened, she wouldn't let me. "Now, this is Arliss's story," she said. "You let him tell it the way he wants to." I told Mama then, "Mama, that Old Yeller dog is going to make the biggest liar in Texas out of our little Arliss." But Mama just laughed at me, as she always laughed at little Arliss's big windies after she got off where he couldn't hear her. She said to me to let little Arliss alone. She said that if he ever told a bigger windy than the ones I used to tell, she had yet to hear it. Well, I hushed then. If Mama wanted little Arliss to grow up to be the biggest liar in Texas, I guess it wasn't any of my business. All of which, I figure, is what led up little Arliss's catching the bear. I think Mama had let him tell so many yarns about his catching live game that he'd begun to believe them himself.